Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 11th, a day when we remember those who were lost in the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, when the Twin Towers were attacked in New York City. I remember exactly where I was, and I know that you probably do as well. In these moments, we want to remember those who gave their lives and also those who were a part of the search and rescue. And just pray for the families of everyone who was involved. And so let us open with prayer. I'm going to intermingle some of a liturgy from the second volume of Every Moment Holy in the prayer. Will you pray with me? O God, who gathers what has been scattered, shelter us now in the shadow of your wings. O Christ, who binds our wounds, be our great healer. O Spirit, who enters our every grief, intercede now for this hurting people in this broken land. And so now we lift up to you those who have trauma related to this tragic event, the families of those who were killed, the men and women who gave their lives trying to rescue those who had fallen, and those whom we now say are heroes who are still alive, but on this day are reeling, thinking about what has happened. Lord, you alone have strength to carry this people, and so carry us now. You alone have wisdom and power to heal the wounds of a nation. You alone have compassion enough to enter into our widespread grief and turn it to hope. Be merciful, O Christ. Amen. And now let us turn to our daily rhythm of being in God's Word, a place where we find our refuge and our hope. We are moving through Isaiah. We're in chapter 19 again today, verses 16 through 25. This is another passage that begins with judgment, but ends with a gathering and blessing of the nations as God's people, the work of his hands, and his inheritance. In that day, the Egyptians will be like women and tremble with fear before the hand of the Lord of hosts shakes over them. And the land of Judah will become a terror to the Egyptians. Everyone to whom it is mentioned will fear because of the purpose that the Lord of hosts has purposed against them. In that day, there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One of these will be called the City of Destruction. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender and deliver them. And the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and worship with sacrifice and offering, and they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. And the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and Assyria will come into Egypt, and Egypt into Assyria. And the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be the third with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. I want to hone in on this last verse where the Lord of hosts blesses the people. He blesses Egypt as his people. May it be of us as well that we are called God's people. And we are so because of the merit of Jesus and the fact that he has adopted us into the family. Then it says of Assyria that they are the work of my hands. Lord, may it be that we also are the work of your hands, not just that you made us, we know that, but help us to remember that you lovingly and creatively place your energy upon us. And then let us remember that we have an inheritance in the Lord, that we will inherit the new heavens and the new earth, and they will be a wonderful place where God's glory dwells. And now let's turn over to the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 35 through 43. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. This Moses, whom they rejected, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" This man God sent as both ruler and redeemer by the hand of the angel who appeared to him in the bush. This man led them out, performing wonders and signs in Egypt and at the Red Sea and in the wilderness for 40 years. This is the Moses who said to the Israelites, "God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers." This is the one who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him at Mount Sinai and with our fathers. He received living oracles to give to us. Our fathers refused to obey him, but thrust him aside, and in their hearts they turned to Egypt, saying to Aaron, "Make for us gods who will go before us. As for this Moses who led us out from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And they made a calf in those days and offered a sacrifice to the idol and were rejoicing in the works of their hands. But God turned away and gave them over to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. "Did you bring to me slain beasts and sacrifices during the 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You took up the tent of Molech and the star of your God Rephan, the images that you made to worship, and I will send you into exile beyond Babylon." So here Stephen is continuing on in his biblical narrative history, and we see that Moses is a foreshadowing of Jesus as the ruler and redeemer who is rejected. Just like Moses was rejected, he's going to go forward and say, "Jesus, also you rejected as stiff-necked people." And so that's going to get him in real trouble. We're going to read that in the next couple of days. As is our normal practice, we will end with the Psalms, Psalm 61, verses 1 through 3. "Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you, when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here in the Psalms, we have a reminder that when we are in distress, we know where to turn. We turn to the Lord in prayer, remembering who He is and seeing Him as our fortress and a place of protection. As we end today, I will lead us through a prayer based on Psalm 61. I'm praying alongside you if you are in distress, and also for those of us who know someone who is in distress. Will you pray with me? Hear our prayers and cries, O God. We are in distress. We remember who you are. Even though our heart is faint, you are a rock. You are a refuge. You are a strong tower. Lord, we raise our sail to you. Help us to dwell in your tent forever. Help us to take shelter under the shadow of your wing. Lord, please hear our prayers and work in our hearts and in our lives and in the situations where we find ourselves. remind us of the good news that we are accepted into your kingdom. Remind us of the truth that we are more wicked than we ever dared believe, but we are more loved and accepted in Christ than we ever dared hope. May this be a catalyst for us to love you and to obey you and to grow in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.